So this is kind of a mixed bag. We were expecting a job growth of around 175,000 for the month. Coming in at 98,000 is below that, obviously. But to see the unemployment rate drop from 4.7 to 4.5% means that we're still filling a lot of those job needs. And also we saw wage growth coming in around 2.7%, which is above our long-term growth of 2.5%. So while that top-line number is low, the other indicators still look pretty good.
And Robert, could this actually be a little bit of good news that they didn't go up as much as expected and as much as we've seen over the last few months? I've heard some people say that growth that fast over a sustained period of time could lead to further problems down the road.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What we are starting to see even more is as the labor market fills in, as we get more people getting these jobs, we're starting to see, especially in some sectors, more labor shortages. So employers are having a harder time finding the people that they need. We're really seeing this in Utah, where our unemployment rate is so low, around 3.2%, that we're starting to see labor shortages. And when you get those labor shortages, it can actually slow down the overall economy. And so that's what we're seeing is kind of these mixed indicators.
What about that number that I thought we had discussed some time ago, Robert, that you had to create 200 plus thousand jobs every month just to keep everybody employed? Wasn't that the number?
Yeah, and it's closer to about 150, and this is below that number. Sorry, 150,000, and this is below that number. This is consistent with an economy that is kind of at the later stages of economic growth. So early on, you know, coming out of the Great Recession in 2010 and 11, we should have seen very high employment growth monthly, and then that number has been coming down steadily ever since then. So what we're seeing is while the economy is still improving, it's not as improving as much as it was early on in the expansion, and certainly being below that 150,000 level, it's not quite keeping up with our overall population growth.
But then wouldn't that lead to an increase in the unemployment rate, Robert?
Yeah, and that's why it's so interesting. I think what we're seeing is more people are coming back into the labor force. Our labor force participation rate stuck at 63%, and we're seeing a little bit of the growth in those wages. And so what that means is while we're pulling people into the economy, it's not as much as it was in the past. Now, one of the things that I'm really interested with this 98,000 top-line number is the impact of two things that are happening kind of nationwide. So on the East Coast, last month there was a big snowstorm, and that kind of kept people out of the labor force. So that could have depressed it by as much as 30 to 50,000. And then the second one is that Donald Trump hiring freeze of federal workers was implemented and really started to take an effect in the last month. So those two are kind of artificial ways that it depressed the overall job growth. So that could be hiding the true impact, or kind of the true labor market, because of those artificial factors and those temporary factors. So the real number could be a little bit higher than this if it were not for the weather and for the Trump policies.